Now, we're going to go over to the interviews that myself and Michael did with Sheila and some of the ladies down there. But just to remind people, breast cancer is the second most common cancer affecting women in Ireland. And every year, over 3,100 women are diagnosed with this disease. The vast majority of women diagnosed with breast cancer are aged between 50 to 64, but younger women are also affected, with 23% of diagnoses occurring in women under 50. So we're going to talk a little bit about the risk factors and then we'll go over to the interview. So just to kind of give you a little bit of, I suppose, advice. Being a woman is the main risk factor for breast cancer, but men can get breast cancer. It is very rare, but they can still get it. Your risk of breast cancer increases as you get older. Most women who get breast cancer are over the age of 50. However, the disease can strike younger women too. Have breast cancer previously. Women who have had breast cancer have an increased risk of getting breast cancer in the other breast or in another part of the same breast. And this is a big one now. There's been a lot of talk about this, about HRT. Are you an increased of getting of breast cancer? Some people say no. And some people say you do. So I don't know. It's a risk you kind of, I think, you have to take yourself. It says women on HRT are at an increased risk of breast cancer. Your risk decreases gradually after you stop taking it. Also, they're saying the contraceptive pill causes a small increase in risk. The risk gradually returns to normal after you stop taking it as well. So there you go. But there has been a big, I suppose, as we're going to hear now with this new breast clinic in Beaumont Hospital, you know, people are surviving breast cancer. Not like years ago, it was a, you know, you couldn't even really say the word cancer. But now it's there's a lot of work been done. And with this new clinic on board, we'll go over and I'll let Sheila tell you exactly what they're doing down there in Beaumont Hospital. Now, we did, as it was a bit busy down there, and we were kind of running in and out trying to get interviews, so we kind of had to say goodbye to Sheila, but then she forgot she had to say something else, so you'll hear her coming back and talking to me after I said goodbye to her. But that's all live radio for you, and pre-records and stuff like that. So anyway, we'll go over to Clontarf Castle and talk to Sheila Campbell. Right, and once again I'm joined by Sheila Campbell. We're down in Clontarf Castle this time, and Sheila, tell us what's happening here this morning.
So today is the Stand Out for Breast Cancer Lunch, which is in aid of the Breast Clinic Appeal in Beaumont Hospital. We're trying to raise the final 1 million euro to go with the 4 million already raised to build a standalone clinic in the hospital's grounds.
Great, and this clinic is going to have everything all under the one roof, isn't that what it
is? Yeah, I mean, at the moment, patients who are coming to Beaumont are being seen in the outpatients clinics, which can often be very crowded, there can be a lack of seating, and sometimes long delays and little privacy as well. The mammography unit is at a far distance from the outpatients department, and patients have to go a long way through the hospital. This new clinic will have everything condensed. The mammography will be there, the consultation rooms, and there'll be more consultation rooms. There'll be much upgraded imaging diagnostic machinery. We'll have two new 3D tomosynthesis machines, which are much better or better able to detect breast cancer in women with denser breast tissue, so younger women. And it'll be a complete upgrade of services. So, you know, for the patients that we're seeing, which are predominantly 57% coming from North Dublin, it'll be a much better patient experience coming to Beaumont.
Great. Now, you're saying you're raising the last 1 million here today, hopefully. How did you raise the 4 million?
The 4 million has been raised over about the last decade by Professor Arnie Hill and his team. 2.5 million has come from Breast Cancer Ireland towards the project. And other kind of, we've had a small bit of money from the NCCP, but a lot of years working away trying to raise the money. And indeed, the money was raised back in 2009, then the recession hit and the project just lost the wind in its sails. So we're back up and running again. Planning permission is in place for the new unit. The tenders are in. And what we're doing here today is trying to raise the money, but also to try and grow awareness of the fact that we need something like this, and that there is a will for us to have it in the North Dublin at Beaumont Hospital.
Great, and the work these do there is phenomenal. I just have to say, actually, I know you're really busy and up to your eyes, I'm going to let you go, but today it looks wonderful. The room is absolutely lovely. You have loads of hampers here and all. Who was on board to help you out here today?
So the whole of today's event has been organised by ourselves, but also with the help of a committee of women who have had breast cancer, and they've been absolutely phenomenal. I have to take my hat off to them for the amount of work and energy they've put into this. So the committee, as I've said, are women who've had breast cancer, but we're also running a fashion show today with 14 women who've had breast cancer. And so the ethos of today is all about celebrating life after breast cancer. So we're expecting to see those 14 women on the ramp, hooping it up, having a great time and saying, you know, it's great to be back in good health, and with thanks obviously to the care in Beaumont. So that's what we're doing here today.
And enjoying life. Well, we're going to talk to some of them women now. So listen, thanks a million once again for talking to Sheila, and I'm sure we'll meet you in a couple of months again, doing more work.
Thanks, Tibby.
So Sheila, how can people continue to support you? I know it's going to be going on for another while and you still need money coming in.
Yeah, I mean, the building we're hoping will be open towards the end of 2020, and we'll be probably fundraising all the way till then and beyond. And so in the new year, we'll have quite a few projects that people can get involved with. So we're doing an ab sale in the springtime. We've one coming up next week, which is fully sold out, and we're already taking names of people to do the next one. We're doing a special Camino for the breast clinic in May, which we're calling the Pink Camino, which has yoga in the morning and meditation in the evenings as well. And that the idea behind that is people who are might come with somebody who supports them through their breast cancer experience, but it is open to anybody. And I suppose what we're doing today here at the Standout for Breast Cancer Lunch is something we hope to do annually. So again, if you know, look out for it for next year. And again, if anybody just wants to make a donation to the appeal, they can do so by coming to our website, beaumontfundraising.ie, and making a donation there.
And I presume this is going to be the silver bells as well, coming up to Christmas.
Absolutely. And now at the moment, we're right in the middle of the nativity. And if anybody wants to knit for the hospital, we have the patterns out at the moment. They're on our website. Or again, if you give us a call, we can post them out to you. And the silver bells will be sold from the hospital as well.
OK, just give the website out again, just in case people go.
So for all of those things, to have a look at what we're doing for nativity patterns and to make a donation, it's www.beaumontfundraising.ie, or our telephone number is 809-2161.
Thanks once again, Sheila, and good luck with today. And now I'm down in Clontarf Castle, and we're at a really special day today, and I'm going to be talking to Kate Creed, who's going to tell us what's happening down here today. Good morning to you, Kate.
Good morning. Good morning. How are you? We're here today for basically breast cancer, to aid in gaining money for research, and they're opening a new unit in Beaumont Hospital is the idea. There's a dinner where I think there's about 400 people coming to it. There are 14 of us who are all ex-breast cancer, I hate the word patients, sufferers is another word, by the way. Anyway, we all had it. We're all here now, and we're going to model clothes which have been borrowed from local areas and local boutiques and that in the area. We're doing this as a post-dinner entertainment, really, kind of thing, was to show what things can be done after you've had a diagnosis of breast cancer. The world is your oyster after it, you know. You can have all the treatment. I myself was in 2010, and the whole thing went on for about 2.5 years, really. I now don't even think about it. I live a full life afterwards, but that is only because the money's going into the research, because if I had that 30 years ago, I probably would be in the grave. So that's my history.
And I mean, I think we've been down, and I think this will be the third event that's happening in Beaumont this year already, because we went down a couple of weeks ago. There was someone that was on your Hero Days, talking to a few ladies there as well that day, and who have come through breast cancer. And it's great to see there's so much improvement in, I suppose, in the success rates. And, you know, years ago you wouldn't hear of this. And then other people say there seems to be a rise in breast cancer, but maybe it's because there's so many people surviving it.
Probably. There's more an awareness too because of the scanning, the early scanning and the continuous, you know, breast scanning that they're doing, which is things. But can you compare to my mother had it in the 60s to 70s, my mother had it. And like she had her surgery, there was no psychological cover at all. And that is a huge part of it nowadays. She was sent home with four kids still at school. And when she went in to get her her falsy, as they used to call it those days, she was given a sandbag kind of thing, says there, that should fit you, and off you go. There was nothing like the mental or physical support that there is nowadays.
I know down in is it Eccles Street, they have, is it Ark House, or
I'm not sure. Eccles House,
there's a place down by the Mater Hospital, and it's for
the breast clinic. Yes, I know somebody who was at a breast clinic.
Yeah, no,
yes.
But there's a place as well to help people who are going through breast cancer and other types of cancer as well.
There's one in Waterford as well, and it was called the Solace Centre. And you're going through your treatment, and then suddenly, but you know, you have an appointment for that, and you got to do that. And what's next? What's next? What's next? And then suddenly you kind of hit a wall. And I went down to the Solace Centre then now, and they assess you with a counsellor to see, you know, there's reflexology, there's full personal counselling. But I went to the group counselling before, and I did it for about a year after. And you're just sharing. You're just sharing with other people who know what you're talking about. Little things like holiday insurance, you know, questions like that. Where do you get the best swimming togs? Little questions like that, you think. But you also have a chance to share because they know what you're talking about. They've been through it as well. There's one in Kilkenny now as well called Cushnor. So I know that end of town, but it's the same as in Eccles Street. It's run on a voluntary basis, and there's great supporters there, and you can have all sorts of treatments. Art therapy is another one that people go in for. And just advice on how to live your life afterwards, join a choir, these kind of things they advise you on. Yeah. Wonderful places, wonderful setup.
And if anyone's listening today and they've just been diagnosed with breast cancer, which it is scary, there's no way, but it's scary, the cancer is. What advice would you give them? You know, they say a problem shared is a problem in half, and it's good to talk.
Absolutely. Share it. Tell. I remember one of the worst fears I had was telling the family. Tell your family, include them in it, right? Your partners, include them in everything as well. If they can't get you to the hospital that day, somebody else will drop you in for your chemo or something like that. Bring them all in and include them in it. Trust the medical side. You know, trust someone will be questioning and Googling. Don't do that. Just listen to what they're saying. Before you go to see a medic or something like that, write your questions down. You know, and go and bring that list of questions, because when you go in, your brain goes befuddled. So bring the questions with you. They will answer as best they know the answer, because not always the answer is always not always known.
Yeah.
So share with your partner, share with your family, trust the medics, and stay focused. You've had bad days, you'll have bad days, and you can't get your head off the pillow. Go and put on a yellow dress or something like that, you know, cheer you up. Treat yourself, get that manicure done, because your nails will get in flitters when you're having chemo. Get your hair cut, you know, when you have hair. When you have hair, if you don't have hair, and if you don't want to wear get a lovely scarf to put on you. Treat yourself, continuously treat yourself. It'll cost you a euro is all, maybe sometimes, you know, I'm not talking money wise, but treat yourself. You're special, and it is a rough time for you, so you need a bit of help.
And did you find sharing with other women who were going through the same thing helped?
Indeed.
You
when I went down to the Solace Centre, as I said, and we did the group therapy together kind of thing, it was led by a counsellor, but there was about 10 of us there all sharing and saying, and did you feel that, or did you have that pain there, like physically things as well, or mentally, how did you feel after you heard that part or this and the, and sharing it was huge, huge part of it. It's enormous.
Well, listen, thanks a million, Kate, for talking to us and sharing your story, and enjoy your day today. It looks lovely, the room looks lovely even up there.
Look forward to the lunch too.
Thanks a million.
Very well.
And as I mentioned, we're down in Clontarf Castle attending a great event here for breast cancer survivors. I know sometimes people don't like to be called that, but as Kate mentioned earlier on, there's some certain names you don't like to be called. But now I'm talking to Mary. So Mary, tell us a little bit about your story.
My story, in 2017, I was at work one day and I was uncomfortable. I was actually on the wire in my bra, which I actually thought I had a lump when I discovered, but I left it for a few weeks thinking it was the underwear and that I was wearing. So a couple of weeks I had things coming on in the house. I had lads playing championship football and my granddaughter was turning one, so I kept it all hush-hush. So I came up and down to Dublin, to Beaumont on the bus, told nobody for weeks until I had a good idea at that stage, but I told nobody. And when I was diagnosed, I still kept it for a wee while, and then I told everybody, and so everybody was giving out, why didn't you tell me?
Yeah.
But you have to get on with things. So
when you felt that first, that underwire, and I've heard so much about underwire bras, now they don't really recommend women to be wearing underwire bras.
No.
And sometimes you do feel uncomfortable, but even, I was told before, like, it doesn't even have to be a lump. Sometimes you could just feel uncomfortable, and that can be a sign of breast cancer as well.
Because, you know, the way when you have your underwear, the nail are all the same size and whatnot. Yeah. So I was just uncomfortable that one day at work, and I just put it down to that. It mightn't have even been the underwear, but that's what I put it down to.
Well, maybe it was lucky you did feel uncomfortable that
absolutely,
day, and if you hadn't, you might have left a little bit longer.
Again, and God only knows what would have been the outcome then. So
that's the start of a long journey, really, when you think of it. So you went to your doctor and then you travelled on your own on the bus to Beaumont. Where are you from, Mary?
County Louth, Phillipston.
And you came on your own?
Absolutely, every time, yes, for weeks on end. But I didn't mind at that stage, because I don't like to have somebody with me waiting, because when you're in hospitals, you're from one place to another and you don't like tagging. Well, I didn't like having to tag someone along, even though it would have been great for company when I think about it now.
Yeah.
You know, I might have done things differently, as the fella says, but the nurses now are all fab, absolutely fabulous what they're doing.
And when you were diagnosed with that, as I said to Kate, that horrible word of people fear cancer, did it feel like your world was just, you know, everything has changed in a split minute?
In one sense, but I think I was just one of the lucky ones. Nothing changed in my house. I have lads coming in for dinner, 1 o'clock, tea, football, walk. I did everything. I wasn't sick or anything during my treatment or anything. So everything just carried on.
Did you not take to the bed at all? No,
no, not once. Not once. And so I think I really, really am one of the lucky ones to... because I've no friends of mine that went through something similar and they have been very, very sick and whatnot, but I haven't, tip wood.
Yeah.
I just was one of the lucky ones. So each day is the same to me, even though I have it. Mm. Do you know, but just carry on. You have to carry on.
You have to. And Beaumont Hospital itself, you know, I've said this every time we come down to Beaumont to do interviews and that, like, we all hear the bad side of the waiting and the casualty out in the 24-hour waiting on chairs and that. But once you're in, the care is just 100%.
Absolutely 100%. I can't fault, no matter what. I know you have to travel from one. This new building will be fab. It's all going to be in the one area.
Tell us a little bit about the new building. I know we were down there last year and they were doing some fundraising as well for it, and I know the Camino work, there's a lot of fundraising going on. Tell us a little bit about this whole new building.
What about it?
It's
when you go into hospitals, when you have x-rays and scans and mammograms, you're travelling so far to get one.
Yeah.
Whereas the new building will have everything under one roof. It'll be all very kind of private and, you know, more comfortable.
Brilliant. So how are you feeling today?
Very, very nervous for what I'm about to do. Other than that, you have to keep going.
So have you ever done a fashion show before?
Never done anything like this in my life. So my stomach is in knots.
I'd say it's going to be great. The atmosphere seems brilliant down here. And Clontarf Castle's a lovely venue.
Absolutely fab, yeah. Absolutely.
Well, listen, Mary, good luck. And thanks for talking to us today.
Much.
And good luck to both of you. Thanks a million.
And there you go. A big thank you to Kate and Mary. And Mary was very reluctant to speak. She was so shy and she did great. I did ask her a little awkward question there about the building and she didn't really know much about it. But we'd already heard from Sheila. Apologies again, because I had said goodbye to Sheila on the day and I had forgotten that she came out afterwards and asked, could she put another piece onto it. So it's just more information, more to get people to, I suppose, to donate to the foundation, and they're doing a lot of fundraising. And Sheila did mention about the Silver Bells that's coming up at Christmas, and they do a nativity as well where you knit. Lovely things they have. If you go into the reception in Beaumont Hospital, you see them all. It's like little baby cardigans and knitted little toys and stuff like that for babies. It's lovely. It's really, really nice. And all this money is helping to build this big new building for the breast clinic, which is costing $5 million. Now, as I said, when we went down, Michael was with me as well, my colleague. He went into another room, so he interviewed a few more people. Now, it might be a little bit repetitive because we've kind of asked probably the same questions because we weren't in the same room. I was in another room. But I play Michael's interviews after this next piece of music, because it's interesting to hear people's stories. And just to just to give a little bit of advice while we're on here to people, to ladies, and as we said, men can get breast cancer as well, but attend your breast checks, the breast screening, when called, especially a mammogram. It's every 2 years, and that's for ladies aged 50 to 67. Now, they're saying they're trying to bring the age down, and hopefully they will, because there's a new machine that Sheila mentioned that it picks up if if a mammogram, it's a more in-depth x-ray or something. I don't know, I'm not medically trained, but all this money is going to help research and to help get the best treatment for breast cancer. But if you notice anything at all, any difference in your breast, do go to the doctor. A change in size or shape, such as one breast becoming larger than the other, a change in the skin, such as puckering or dimpling, it doesn't have to be a lump, a change in the direction or shape of your nipple, especially if it sinks into your breast or becomes irregular in shape, a change or around the nipple area, swelling in your armpit or around your collarbone, constant pain in one of your breasts or armpit, anything different, anything at all, just go and get it checked out.